This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
How fired up is ESPN for Tiger Woods today? They have a countdown clock in the top left-hand corner for him to hit the first tee. Unbelievable, but luckily ESPN's on the tee on now. Thank goodness yesterday they weren't for most of Tiger's round. Now they were going to be on for most of the round, or I guess all of the round for Tiger Woods. The leaderboard is still Matt Kuchar at 3-under, Jordan Spieth at 3-under, and a litany of other golfers as well. Phil at 2-under, Ricky Fowler 2-under par, Rory McIlroy as well at 2-under par. And right now this course is playing much differently than yesterday, a lot more difficult than it was yesterday. Let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, and let's have a conversation with Trevor Reisk from SB Nation covering golf. Trevor, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So let's start with yesterday, and then we'll roll into today a little bit. And let's start with Tiger's opening round and the fact that he shot a one over without really being able to capitalize on the par fives. You know, how would you categorize the opening round for Tiger yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was up and down. He's, like you said, he's probably one of the best players of all time in Augusta, taking advantage of those par fives. So four pars on those holes is not really his style, or at least it hasn't been in the past. He's still a little wild with the driver, as we saw a few times yesterday, and it's getting him into trouble. Luckily, he is Tiger Woods, and he still has that ability to kind of get himself out of trouble and limit the damage, not putting any big numbers up on the scorecard. He hit one in the water, too, on 12, which is kind of uncharacteristic. I mean, he knows that hole. He knows you want to just try to get in the middle of the green. It's deceptively hard, but all in all, you know, I thought on the back nine there, it had a chance to kind of get away from him. At 12, he was flirting with being at 4-over, got it back to 1-over, and as we've seen this morning, without hitting a shot, he's getting right back in it, and I think he's got to be loving that as he starts to warm up here shortly.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next, Trevor, because it was almost like he was Notre Dame there. I mean, he predicted this was going to happen, even with Jordan Spieth going out and throwing up a 66 and having a three-stroke lead as we started the second round. He was like, look, we're all going to be a big pack of guys chasing this at the end. No one's running away with this. And he was right. I mean, I guess it goes to show you that Tiger really does know this thing inside and out.
Yeah, I mean, he knows it better than anybody else, and he also knows that they're the folks at Augusta National are not going to make it easy on these guys. I mean, yesterday was a pretty good day for scoring in terms of that golf course. And, you know, the setup is going to be tougher moving forward. There's, you know, maybe some weather coming in this weekend. So it's not going to be, as we're seeing, it's not going to be the, you know, the cakewalk for Jordan Spieth running away with it as it has been, you know, it was a few years ago. And it certainly seemed like it would be yesterday. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens as the day goes on, but you got a lot of guys that are sitting there in the clubhouse, getting ready to warm up that are loving what they're seeing. Cause, I'm sure they all have that feeling that, okay, if I go out and shoot something in the 60s, I'm going to be close to the top of that leaderboard. And Tiger, Patrick Reed, Henrik Stenson. These are all guys that, got to be licking their lips saying there's a chance for me to get back in it.
The best scores yesterday were scored for the afternoon rounds. The morning wasn't great. The afternoon was. Do you expect the same thing here in round number two?
I don't know. I mean, seeing all these guys struggle, I mean, I'm just looking at the leaderboard now. Very few players under par. You got Justin Rose at 1-under, Dustin Johnson 1-under. But most players out there are over par. I would think that kind of continues into the afternoon. But, you know, with all these people bunched towards the top here, these aren't exactly slouches here. I mean, they are some of the best in the world, top 20 guys. So someone's going to put up a low number this afternoon. You know, for ESPN, they're probably hoping it's Tiger Woods. As you said, they have a ridiculous countdown clock. I think you'll see a couple low numbers, but par is probably a good score this afternoon.
Trevor Reisk, SB Nation covering golf, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. One more question on yesterday before we get to today. What do you make of Sergio Garcia standing there and taking the questions from the media after putting five balls into the water? You know, he doubled up Tin Cup. Tin Cup did it twice. He did it five times, and he still managed to shoot an 81, which I thought was somewhat remarkable given he put a 13 on his card.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what's happened to him on that hole the past 2 years. Last year, he made eagle there en route to winning the Masters. He basically needed to have that in order to get in the playoff. And this year, he hits five in the water. So, you know, golf is hard, even for a Masters champion like Sergio Garcia. To stand up there and take questions about it, it kind of speaks to Sergio's maturity as he's gotten a little bit older, you know. I think there was a time not too long ago where Sergio kind of would have blamed someone else or, you know, the condition. You know, he would have found some sort of excuse that maybe right. He wouldn't have even answered questions. I mean, that was just the kind of reputation that he had. And, he seems to be a much more mature player. I mean, look, you make bad scores on holes, maybe not a 13 very often, but, you know, good for him for answering questions on it. You know, he's not going to repeat. He's not going to make the weekend. But good for him for actually just kind of talking yeah. about it afterwards.
I mean, Coltito Woods, Tiger's mom, once called him Crybaby. That was the nickname for, for Sergio Garcia. So, yeah, normally Sergio would have had a much different answer than him standing there saying a Masters champion is supposed to take questions like that even after a bad round. So I give him a lot of credit for what happened yesterday, his response to what happened yesterday. Okay, on to today. And I have bet on Jordan Spieth. I've got a bunch of different golfers I've bet on for this, but I took Jordan because I thought the flat stick was going to – he has not putted well this year. But I thought once he got to Augusta, 2015 champion, he was going to get the flat stick rolling, and that's what happened yesterday, five consecutive birdies. He did bogey 18, but he saved it really nicely with a nice chip shot. And then this morning, he comes out with a bogey, double bogey start, and he's not putting well at all. How concerned are you with where Jordan is right now?
You know, coming into this week, I was concerned. Like you said, he hadn't been putting all that well, and then he goes out and shoots 6-under yesterday. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable on this golf course. I have no reason to not think that he's going to get it figured out here shortly and, you know, make some birdies coming back in. It's his happy place at Augusta National. I think they mentioned this stat on the broadcast a couple of times yesterday, but it's kind of worth repeating. He's played 17 rounds at the Masters. He led after 9 of them. And to kind of put that in perspective, Tiger Woods has played 79 rounds at the Masters, and he's led after 9 of them. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable what he's been able to do in a very short period of time. And the amazing comfort that he has at that golf course is something not a lot of guys have. You know, maybe Tiger does, maybe Phil does, but that's about it in this field. And being comfortable on this golf course is pretty key. I mean, there are spots where, you know, if you're going to miss a shot, you have to miss in the correct area. There are subtleties in this green that a lot of players just don't see for whatever reason. And Spieth is a guy that has that all figured out. So, you know, it would shock me if he's not in the, you know, he struggled a little bit to start off today, but it would shock me if he's not in the top 2 or 3 heading into the weekend.
All right, so if, and I always say his name wrong, I think I'm saying it right, but what happened with Tony Finau at the par 3, watching his ankle dislocate and him popping it back in like it was him cracking his knuckles, I was as disgusting of a moment I've ever seen on a golf course. But the fact that the dude goes out there yesterday and shoots a 68, now he's 2 over today, so he's 2 under, but the fact he shot a 4 under par yesterday, how did he do that?
I mean, that was one of the grossest things. When I saw it live, I was like, what? Like, I thought his shoe maybe came off a little bit.
Right.
No, it was the whole ankle, and it was disgusting, and I don't want to watch it again. I mean, maybe, you know, it is the guy's first Masters. You know, maybe he was running all on adrenaline yesterday and didn't really feel the pain. I don't know. I've never dislocated an ankle, so I don't know what he's dealing with. But it sounds like structurally it's okay. So, you know, throw a bunch of tape on it, rub some dirt on it, and get out there. And I guess he was able to not really let it affect him, obviously, yesterday. But unbelievable. I can't believe that he's out there. It just shows you what Augusta National means to a lot of these players. You know, he could have easily just packed it up and headed back home for the weekend. But it is that important to play in the Masters for a lot of these guys, and you're seeing it with Tony Finau.
He's a crazy athlete. He's Jabari Parker's cousin, which I found that out yesterday, and I thought, okay, maybe there's some superhuman genes going on here that's letting this dude do this. Because I thought the next morning, I thought, when that thing stiffens up, when he wakes up, and he had an MRI on it, and there is some ligament damage to the ankle, as you would expect from dislocating your ankle, but there was this thought that I was like, man, he's going to go to sleep and wake up, and he's not going to be able to walk. He didn't just walk. He walked 18 holes and shot 4 under par. So,
that's not an easy golf course to walk either. I mean, it's the elevation change. I mean, you're walking 6-7 miles up and down hills, and you know, who knows what he was feeling when he got back to his hotel room or house last night. But it was definitely impressive.
Yeah, if he falls apart today, I don't care. He shot a 68 on a dislocated ankle. That's absolutely unbelievable at Augusta National of all places in the first round of the Masters. So that was truly remarkable. All right, so rain's coming in tomorrow. 85% chance of rain. That's going to maybe wash out the entire third round of the tournament. How big of a deal is that, in your opinion?
It's huge. I mean, well, first of all, if it softens up the golf course any, you know, that favors guys that hit the ball long. That favors guys that hit the ball high. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods would be in that group. So I think it benefits guys like that. You know, it'd be interesting to see if they actually play. From what I understand, it doesn't seem like there's going to be any lightning or anything like that. So I don't know, you know, if they'll get out there for a little bit, kind of start and stop. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. And, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, it doesn't impact the schedule for this weekend too much, because just as a golf fan, sports fan, I mean, this is one of the great weekends in sports, and you know, you don't want to have it interrupted or changed to, you know, a Monday finish or something like that. You'd love to get it in, and the folks at Augusta National would love to hand out that green jacket Sunday night.
Body language for Jordan Spieth, not good. His shot on the fifth just went in the bunker. So he continues, he continues to struggle here, 3 over par. All right, finally, Trevor, before I let you go, in your mind, who's wearing the green jacket on hopefully Sunday, but maybe Monday?
You know, at the beginning of the week, I picked Dustin Johnson. He's at 1 under now, and it's looking like that's getting better and better as the day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to stick with him. I still think, you know, especially if the course softens up, he's longer and straighter than anybody off the tee, so it's not going to bother him too much. And he'll really be able to attack the par fives if it's a little bit wet, birdies, eagles, all that kind of stuff. So I'm sticking with my original pick. I think he could still make a move big time over the weekend.
Very cool. Trevor, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's Trevor Reese, SB Nation, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Jordan Spieth playing the par 4 7th. He is in the bunker. His third shot coming up here. 3 over par on the round. His lead is gone. He's still tied for the lead, but he is not playing well. Matt Kuchar, 1 over par. Other golfers like Bernard Weissberger at 3 under par, and a bunch of golfers yet to tee off like Henrik Stenson, Charlie Hoffman, and Patrick Reed. Much more to come on the Masters on a Friday edition of Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.